The U.S. government sponsored STD research primarily for military preparedness. There was a tremendous military imperative to make sure that our fighting forces were prepared for any future conflict. In those days, treatment of STDs was not as effective and much more prolonged. And so prior to penicillin, it really took soldiers out of the field when they acquired an STD. So when penicillin was discovered, it opened up a whole avenue of need, if you will, to determine whether treatments could prevent infection or prophylactic treatment before exposure, immediately after exposure, could prevent particularly soldiers from acquiring these diseases. So these were really military experiments, but they were conducted primarily under the auspices of the U.S. Public Health Service.